Tim and you.
January 17th, 2024, City Council.
We'd like to welcome the City Council and Megan and Scott, City Council meeting this evening. Appreciate very much you being here.
I was going to call in sick.
It tonight might have been a good night.
We have an opening ceremony, and Mr. Lindley has consented to do that.
Our Father in Heaven, as we gather this evening as a City Council, we'd like to thank Thee for the many things that You've given the city, given its citizens. Thank You for the moisture that we've received. Bless us that we can do the things that we need to do as a City Council, that we can govern in the best way for the citizens of Wellsville. Again, thank You for the moisture. Thank You for all the citizens in Wellsville. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Lindley, and thank you for the rest of you. Okay, you were mailed out an agenda. Scott, any changes?
No.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion that we approve the agenda for January 17th, 2024.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Thank you. Okay, minutes from a previous meeting? Any changes?
They looked good.
Okay, then do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes dated January 3rd, 2024.
Okay, have
I'll
a second.
Second it.
All in favor? Thank you.
I didn't bring your pen, so.
Here, I was going to say.
He's got it.
You got one?
That's one problem I have, is remember the pen for this meeting. I'll bring a box of them sitting there.
They'll disappear, don't they?
Yeah, don't.
Okay, accounts payable. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we buying at Anderson Seed this time of year, Scott?
Christmas lights. Those are light bulbs for the street lights. We have three interpreters. Irene Eisinger, Uni Layton, and there's another one. Anyway, we have four different interpreters, four different languages that we were paying out. We paid three of the four.
Where do the stormwater rocks go?
They are Selden Lishman, the Hawbush, as it comes down through, we put that flume there, you know, that, and as it drops in, it was washing it out, so we put some big boulders there to help keep the spring runoff, because it was basically eroding that the walls around Selden.
Gotcha.
So we've rebuilt that. on 200 East, if you're...
Is the truck lease a monthly thing?
No, that is the white Chevy's yearly.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? If not, we have a motion to accept the accounts payable.
I'll make a motion that we accept the accounts payable report dated January 17th, 2024.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Thank you. Well, item number 7. This is citizen input. If any of you out there would like to ask a question, feel free to stand up.
You're up, Megan.
If not, we shall move on. What happened to the lady that was going to come in and...
She has a cold. And quite honestly, we had this meeting for her. But she'll be here next time.
Wait, she got to tell us.
So we have a person that's renting the arena. She's doing a horse clinic. She's bringing a guy from Australia. And he's a world-renowned horse person, and she's wanting to put that in the newsletter or put a mailer out to, you know, invite people.
Is this the same lady from last year that was interested in doing a horse clinic at the arena?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's now secured the arena. She's paid for it.
She's actually paid for it.
Good.
And she's, you know, it's pretty good. The hard part is anytime there's money involved, we have to be really careful with it, and that's the one thing we have. You know, me and the mayor have kind of talked about it. And, you know, that's, you open that can of worms, and then we'll be going down a slippery slope. So
if she brings a flyer in that she made up, can we put it in the billings?
We have not, because we have not in the past. It's you guys' call, but we have not in the past because... We have preschools, we have babysitters, we have, you know, we just have a lot of people that come in and go, hey, could you just throw this in? It'd really help me out. And we just have to be really careful with advertising that
way.
We're
not marketers.
Yeah, you know.
But we market the rodeo.
Yep.
That's, and we don't get a penny from
that. That's Wellsville City's rodeo.
Yeah, but it's a city function.
How is it a city function?
Because it's dealt with Founders Day, and we support it.
We pay for it?
Yep.
Well, some, yeah. I can't.
We support that. Anyway, that's just something she's going to come talk to you about. I said,
so
you guys
I could see. I could see not putting it on our newsletter. But if it doesn't cost us any more to mail it, and she wants to come and help stuff envelopes... Do you have a problem with that?
That's the discussion that she'll come in and ask you guys.
Okay. I don't know.
She's not here.
Yeah.
You don't need to decide.
So we'll be, that'll be next time anyway.
Okay. Thanks for your input, all you fine folks.
Are you guys' screens up there showing?
No.
Nope.
Turn your power, your power strips. Your power strips need
right
to be
here.
Turned on.
Flip it. Yep, flip that button. There we go.
Now are they on?
Not yet.
Getting there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so quite honestly, we're having this meeting because I needed to have a meeting for her. And so anyway, we just barely did this training for last audit. This training will be for next audit. So here's David Church.
David Church. I'm the general counsel to the Utah League of Cities and Towns. When I do a presentation, I don't use a PowerPoint, so you won't be distracted by me not being able to manipulate the machinery.
Can you turn it up a titch?
You can feel free to raise your hand at any time and ask any question that you think is appropriate to the subject at hand, and I'll answer it. It's not going to throw it off. You don't have to wait to the end. The more questions, the better. I know lots of you have questions, and I would really appreciate it if you do have them, that you ask them. Every time after I finish one of these, four or five or six or eight people come up to me and then say, well, I wanted to ask this, but I didn't want to ask in front of everybody else. That takes all the fun out of it.
Hi, Dan.
Okay, first let's talk just generally about the Open and Public Meetings Act. We all know what it is now. At least we should, but for maybe there's one person here that's new that just got appointed last week, that just got elected. We'll start from scratch for them. The Open and Public Meetings Act is a state law that is written by and passed by the state legislature that is intended to apply to all public bodies in the state. It applies, there isn't a separate Open and Public Meetings Act for towns or counties. There isn't a separate Open and Public Meetings Act for the legislature. It's the same act. And the act, interestingly enough, has a policy statement that is very clear and straightforward. That policy statement says this. It says that it is the intent of the legislature that the state and its political subdivisions exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business and that they are to take their actions openly and their deliberations are to be conducted openly. Very straightforward, very clear. It's the intent of the legislature that we deliberate openly and we take our actions openly. Let me just say, this is so important to the legislature that they put it right at the start of the act. They even put in the act that there's the potential for criminal penalties if we violate the act. It's so important to the legislature that